Hello, everyone, and welcome back to An Evening In, a relaxing live commentary series. The goal here is to feel like it's Friday night. You're chilling on your buddy's couch, and you're just hanging out, talking about life, playing games, winding down for the night. Well, hello. I'm gonna get the pump rifle ready, just in case. We're playing Metro Exodus. And the goal is to get a tram. I wiped out a raider camp back there, and there's a train car that we need. But in order to get that train car, I'm going to need a tram to pull it. If you've never played Metro Exodus before, or if you're new to my channel, you know. Well, maybe, no, you don't know if you're new to my channel. I upload this game a lot. I think it's beautiful. I think it's oddly relaxing. It came out in 2019. And if you have not played it, it is one of the best single-player FPS games that I have ever experienced. It's the third in the series. Metro 2033 and Last Light are the other two. And this game, in my opinion, is the best out of the three. Did something pretty incredible. In 2017, everything started shifting to open world. Everybody was following that Breath of the Wild hype train. And the Metro series, which was remarkably linear, very corridor shooter-esque, managed to mix some of that open world style in without losing their incredible linear design. If you see where we're at, I think we need to get over to the Big X to get ourselves a canoe, because the tram, I believe, is in the building on the eastern corner of this map. I know when I use this game in footage for a lot of videos, there's probably 10 or 20% of the comments that ask, what is this game? Which is a travesty. It's also a tragedy, not a travesty, but like it's... Okay. Oh, not what I meant to do. I forgot what the toggle crouch is, so hopefully that keeps them busy. It's a post-apocalyptic Russia. Please no. Oh, son of a gun. Well, this is going to start out not very relaxing. This is a lot of them. Okay. Ammo and resources are very scarce, so just stick with me here. And everything's going to hear this, dude. That was a little glitchy. Okay. Oh. We use less than a clip, which is okay, but I want to get out of here because we're definitely going to attract the attention of the flying bat Dracula monsters. So as funny and spooky as this world is, it is oddly relaxing with giant post-apocalyptic fuzzy bunnies. Before I go further, Funky Poppin. Anyway, this is the third video in this series. Thanks for the love and support. This was the most requested game. Oops, for the next one in this series. I've got the playlist linked down below. Check it out if you are interested. The canoe's over there. Is there any way to cross? I see the beam. I wonder if we could jump down from there to there. Let me see if there's any... No, get out of the water. There's the crab monsters. My whole goal and hope with this series was to create something like the kind of video I've been looking for at night. Am I over-encumbered or something? Look at that. No. Okay. I've been looking for something chill to watch at night before bed. Just live commentary, let's play something. And it is funny, about 10 years ago, this stuff was everywhere. But then retention editing took over, and right before I go to bed, I don't want to watch something that's just like pop in, pop in, pop in. Sorry, I'm very distracted. It's just in your face and captions and super loud. So, all right, I had written down. Let's hope these guys don't give us any grief. They might give us grief. It's very pretty. I'd written down on my notes that the end of summer is bittersweet because here we are And if you're watching this at release, it's the end of summer for most people. School is starting up in the next week or two for most folks. Colleges are starting up right about now. And it kind of sucks because just as summer gets good, it ends. You know? Like right now, oh no, where are we stuck on? Right now it's really hot, don't get me wrong. But like the best time of summer is basically now through September, right? Still stays pretty hot. It doesn't really turn into autumn for a while. And I guess that's why summer, what, goes officially till September, but I always go by the school year. Sorry for the coughs. It's speaking of summer. There are forest fires everywhere. And it is so smoky and my throat hurts like none other. And this looks like Pirates of the Caribbean. Now when we come into this room, just take a look at this. This is a 2019 game, by the way. 2019 when this came out. Absolutely incredible. Such a gorgeous game. But I was always so bittersweet at the end of summer. I didn't like school. I'll be honest. I enjoyed first through fifth grade a lot. Good friends. I know it sounds stupid, but I felt like I was actually learning some pretty useful things at that time. And then the school closed down. And when the school closed down, because of where I lived at the time, I had to go to, don't get out. Okay. Nice. Okay. I had to go to a school that none of my friends went to. We're low on ammo. Is there any way I can craft out here? I'm trying to remember what the button is to craft. The B for backpack? No, B's binoculars. All right, hold on, everybody. Yay. Inventory. Backpack is I. Thank you, game. And so 6th and 7th grade were mega bummers for me. Because none of my friends were at the school that I was going to. It wasn't all bad. I made new friends, but it was sad. And I also feel like that's when you start to just learn a lot of impractical stuff. Oh, dude, I forgot about this. Oh, man. Post-apocalyptic Russia, here we go. One thing that was cool, so they changed the rules, because it was all based around like where you live. That's the school you would go to, right? But they changed the rules, so 8th grade I got to end up going to a school that some of my old buddies were at, and that's actually, oh my gosh, come on, dude. Surprise. I gotta heal up in a second. They did get me. A little shocking there. That 8th grade year, that's when I got to hang out with my Halo buddy. The person that got me into Halo multiplayer online. The one I'd go to his house and play Halo 2 split screen multiplayer online all night. It was just the best. I hope there's a weapons bench or something. I forgot what flashlight is. Do I have a flashlight? I don't even have my night vision goggles yet. I don't remember if I have a flashlight or not in this game. I think I do, but you know where to go. Options, controls, keyboard, weapons. No? Tori light. It's all. That's right. It's a lighter. No. Just tap it. Just tap alt, dude. So 8th grade was not bad. Nice. There's our light. Cool. Our gun is destroyed, though. So your weapons get dirty in this game, and you have to clean them or they will jam. And unfortunately, you're now in that jam stage. Don't know where I got that key. It's been a while since I've played through. It's been since 2019 since I've played through this whole game. I've played little sections for YouTube, but I haven't done a full playthrough in a while. So So 8th grade was no... Ooh, night vision. Dude, that timing, are you kidding me? Sweet. Love it. Also, I want that tape deck.
Part accumulated in the sediment and as a result affects the benthic community the most. The active agent provokes pronounced pathologies in the crustacean and mollusk young.
Okay, so lots of graves. Yes, I know. That's my night vision on and off. I get it. Go away. Oh, cool. What are they called? Knocks or nods or what? Any night vision people can tell me there's like a name for it. Anyway, get to high school. High school's whatever. I felt like most of the stuff I was learning was a waste of time. Maybe I've told this story before too, but when I was a sophomore, there was like some traumatic like family stuff that went down. So I wasn't stoked on school. And I had this one teacher. And like I was always a good student, by the way. Like I procrastinated, but I got stuff done. Do I have what it takes to break it? No, it's locked from the other side. Okay. Let's put the night vision back on. Let's turn it off. Let's see where we need to go next. Possibly over there, possibly down low. We'll have to see. So this one teacher calls home. Says I didn't turn in this paper. Okay. Which I did. And like, parents get mad at me, say like, what are you doing? You know, phoning it in, all that stuff, right? I show him the paper. The guy had it graded. He just didn't like have it in his notebook. And so the funny, like the dumb part of the whole story, I was playing Guitar Hero at the time. Okay. So I'm like downstairs, it's free time. I'm chilling. I'm in high school. Yeah. Guitar Hero is the best, dude. That's cool. Then you get this call, you get shredded and in trouble for something you didn't do. Next day, like, was parent-teacher conferences. And my parents are like, yo, he has the thing, like, right here, bro. Like, the paper. You gave him an A on the paper. And he didn't even say he was sorry. So, anyway. Dumb thing to still remember all these years later. But it just sullied me. It was like, is that the right word? I don't know. It biased me. I was not thrilled with that. It just was a bummer. So, anyway. No, I have enough of those. I don't know why it's showing less. What do I got here? Got a new stock for it, I guess. I'll leave this for now. I wish I, you know, you get out of life what you put into things, so remember that. There's just some stupid stuff you have to go through. And for some people I know, school is like incredible and they love it. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna like quick save. I can't quick save, by the way. I got a cheap, oh my gosh. No, 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 no. Let's not deal with this giant sea monster. Oh, that's a nightmare. I was worried when this got requested. It's not necessarily the most relaxing setting, but it is kind of. Post-apocalyptic stuff can be kind of cozy. All right. Gas mask on. Now we're on a time frame because these filters don't last forever. So let's grab some stuff. This gets here. The keyboard I bought a super cheap Hall Effect keyboard and it doesn't have F keys. So I have to hold down a weird combo of like function and stuff. Great keyboard, but I use the function key, like the F keys too much to stick with this thing. I don't know. I'd never heard of a Hall Effect keyboard either, but yeah, it literally is like an analog stick. You can see how far they are on the actuation. And they last 10 bajillion keystrokes. Grab that. I didn't learn until college what you put into stuff is what you get out of it. Okay, and even if you're in a situation that sort of sucks, like if you change your attitude, it's really hard. But if you go into things like, okay, I'm stuck in this, what do I got to do to get the most out of it? It can help. It won't fix it, but it can help. Hey, Stop radioing me, bruh. I am trying to get us the cart, and you're gonna wake up all the zombies who are not stoked on me. Thank goodness they're dumb. Nice. Those are good shots right there. I don't want a story of bitterness. I don't want to like get stuck or hung up on it either. And this will sound like a wildly arrogant take, but I do feel like a lot of gamers are sharp and don't have an issue. Like school comes naturally and most of it is just super easy. So it's, I don't know, like really simple to procrastinate and blow stuff off because you're not being challenged. Does that make sense? Like, as gamers, I feel like if you grow up playing and beating games, you understand the criteria of, like, here's what I need to do to succeed. How do I go out and go do that to the best of my ability? And if you're not challenged, those are spooky. Okay. Well, how do I don't know if there's a radio button. So long since I've played this game. Maybe I said it, maybe I didn't. Apologies if I already said it, but the reason this game is so brilliant, and I thought all FPS games were going to start to follow this model of like sort of semi-open world, is the fact that 4A Games does these curated sections like better than anybody. That is like the bread and butter for them. They're so good at these sections. You just know something's going to jump out at me. Right. Too bright for night vision. Oh my goodness. Go away, bro. Pump back up. Cool. But one thing I do remember, right, in some of those years, especially in the first through fifth grade in the middle school years, were like on the gaming side. I remember like having a Game Boy Color. Oh my goodness. A Game Boy Color and a Game Boy Advance. And I remember getting Pokemon Blue. That's one of the first like handheld game experiences I remember. And this weekend, we'll go up the ladder in a second. I want to go see what's over here first. This weekend, I was playing my Switch. I've honestly almost exclusively been playing my Switch lately. Having a ton of fun with Stardew Valley. But I pulled up Donkey Kong Country. Can I shoot through here? Oh, yeah, we can. Oh, we must have got one just through the cracks. Do you think it's like simulated, like the little holes? If there's actually collision for the grates, like detailed collision at that level, that would be really, really cool. There you go. Yeah, there might be. Oh, freaky. Anyway, I beat Donkey Kong Country on the Nintendo Switch emulator. I don't know what hit me, if he like threw a rock or something at me. A little zombie. Zombie rock. Oh, that's not good. That's, oh my gosh. No, dude. Oh, spooky. Donkey Kong Country is one of like the earliest games that I remember playing. And it was so hard. It was such a hard game. And I 1000% save scummed a ton, because on the Nintendo Switch Online emulator, you can basically rewind. You can, if you fall off an edge, you can hold ZR and LR. It'll bring up like a little playhead scrubber, like you're using TiVo. And you can rewind your gameplay back a few frames. And I didn't realize just how mean the game design is. Because it's nasty. Half the stuff you die to is because they put an enemy right off the screen that they know is just there to, it's a gotcha moment. So I didn't feel too bad safe scumming. I'm having a cup of honey lavender tea. I'm a coffee guy. Oh, man, that's a long shot. Is this stairway? Yeah, stairway just goes straight up. Is he just going to charge? I'm like a little nerd. Yeah, there we go. Got him. Oh. If you really want to play this game the immersive way, you turn hit markers off. I had one guy on my review being like, you idiot, what? How could you play this game with hit markers on, dude? This isn't Call of Duty. This is serious business video games here, man. You're a bad gamer. YouTubing for a long time messes your brain up. And maybe I talk too much about creator problems and things that no one, it doesn't like super matter to anyone. I can probably take the gas mask off. I guess the gas mask is just for down there. Is there any reason for us to go over there? We might as well try with the gas mask back on. Grab this, grab that. Anyway, Donkey Kong Country was wonderful. It was so fun to go back through, and it's I've been craving. Oh, bro, come on. Quit flexing with your scariness, dude. I've been wanting to play Pokemon again. I'm debating a Pokemon Blue replay. I am not somebody that's played much Pokemon. I always want to say Poka, but the more I say it, the more I doubt I'm saying it right. So, I played Blue. I played a little stadium when I was younger. I rented it on the N64. That game was cool. And I played the trading card game, the Game Boy one. Nothing up here. Okay, we'll go back down. The person right there. And then I played Sword and Shield on, is there any way to get it to, there we go, cool. Sword and Shield on the Switch and that's it. So I've never really played much. I know Gold, right? Heart Gold, Soul Silver, those are supposed to be like the goats. And I'd love to play them, but my gosh, the price of those games is absurd. So I am thinking of going through Blue. If you are watching this and you are a Pokemon veteran, or you know more about it than me, which is basically anybody watching this, should I play through original Blue, or should I play through the Fire Red Leaf Green? Because those are supposed to be remakes, right? Can we grab this or no? Oh, no. It's got teeth. Part of me wants just the pure nostalgia of Blue. But also, if the remakes are good enough, I love Game Boy Advance. And that's where this whole story started. I remember having to sit around and wait for so many different things, chilling in the car, you know, while parents are doing stuff. And the Game Boy Color and Game Boy Advance was just like the greatest thing ever. I am so thankful I got to grow up with those consoles. Nice. Artyom, are you okay? Respond. So now all we need is to get the tram. We got the door open. Take the gas mask off. There's a cool detail, too, in this game where you can even, this open, like, wipe the stuff off your goggles, like when you have the gas mask on. I like the little fish there. Okay, it's puzzle o'clock. Oh, look, it's our shortcut. I love when games do that Dark Souls stuff right there. Kick the ladder down, bro. Okay. So we do something with this and we drop these. I'm gonna oh, cool. Look at the book. I think this, yeah, this whole universe is based on a famous book, right? Okay, so that's probably bait. I can take our night vision goggles off. Is he coming? All right, he's coming. Is he going to eat it? All right, pull the lever, RTM. Nice, bro. Nice. Well, good stuff. That worked out really well. I don't know why I'm chasing nostalgia so hard, but I am. Like, right now, I'm just trying to get back to so much of the feelings I had when I was younger and life was, like, chiller. And I don't even know how I get to what I'm trying to say in this video, because it's, like, hard. I'm trying to figure all these emotions out myself, okay? But I press a button. Oh, he presses the button for me. As I've gotten older, I have learned that the world is tough. Oh, I can rotate my seat. Let's go this way. The world is tough because people kind of suck. Everybody has emotions and everybody deals with them differently, and whether you're at school or the workplace, people make mistakes or people can just be jerks, like that teacher story I told at the start. But I can only control me, and I don't want to harden up every time something tough happens, like emotionally challenging, right? That's our autopilot. When something bad happens, we harden up because our stupid, like, old school brains go fight or flight. How do I protect myself? How do I survive from this saber-toothed tiger? And ultimately, like, for me, my cope is like, okay, well, I'm going to be less sensitive. I'm going to harden up. I'm going to, you know, not open myself up to others as much. I'm going to do everything I can to try and protect myself, right? Oh, do I need to go back and change the tracks? Yeah, I need to go back and change the tracks. Flip a U. Oh, look at the little dog. I like that little dog. Okay. Is that far enough? Do we need to go a little further? It's taken me a long time to realize not to let other people's stuff impact me. And I can only impact my choices. I want to be full of that joy that I had when I was a kid, but also still capable of dealing with the hard junk that you have to deal with as an adult. What's the fire? Do I shoot it? No. Oh, there's got to be a way to do this. I see this light. The light's right here. I would think it's this, but it's not this little fireplace thing, dude. Do you get on this track and then back it up into this thing? No, that doesn't make sense. Do you smash through something? How do I do this? I don't remember this at all. And it is getting closer to nightfall, so I might want to, yeah, that's what I was worried we were going to attract. Okay, we're going to leave the car for right now. I want to see if there's a safe house nearby. There is. Let's go down to the safe house. I want to rest until tomorrow morning because I don't want to be out here at night. There are weird anomalies that happen, just like in Stalker Anomaly. And we need to clean our gear off anyway. So we're going to take care of that since we've gotten so gunky. All right, here it is up here. Well, there's this thing, too. Can it smash through this? Well, we'll figure it out in the morning, okay? So I'm sharing all of this to essentially say, like, there is a path, I believe, where you can have that joy, still be able to deal with the junk of the world, right? I'm trying to figure that out. I'm not fully positive how to do it. Okay, yeah, that was absolutely filthy. We'll clean this one here too. Okay. It's hard to communicate. I think it's tough for me to say, but I do know that's partly why I'm like wanting to go back and re-experience some of these things. Like earlier this year, I played through The Legend of Dragoon, a PS1 JRPG. Let's rest till the next morning. And it was one of my favorite games when I was a kid. It was a 40-hour JRPG, and I played through it over the course of like 3 or 4 months. I played like 30 minutes a day before bed. Gosh, this game's gorgeous. And it was a very emotionally like powerful experience to roll credits on the game. No, it's not as good as I remember it, but to just re-experience that and to see how much I've changed and grown and all the differences that have happened, and it was really a very cool experience. And so that's partly why I want to go back through Pokemon Blue. Oh my gosh, hey, you know what we're going to do? There's our thumbnail, everyone. You were here. If you made it to this point in the video where we just made the thumbnail, we need to leave space for the text. So let's like do like right there. What do you think? Do you like that? I like that a lot. Let me know in the comments if you were here for the thumbnail taking. Gosh, I love this game. I don't want it to end. This is unbelievable how good this still looks. I'm gonna pull out the pistol so I don't get it all gunky. I think Pokemon Blue helped teach me how to read and might have helped develop some of my love for JRPGs. And I am sort of bummed that I never got to experience more of the series. Like the anime show wasn't on. Where I grew up was out in the country, and like the TV that we had, we didn't get the station that it would play on. So I know we're going a little longer with this episode. If you're all right with that, you can let me know. Okay, so I see stuff here. Maybe I'm supposed to ride this through this station and something will... Oh, wait. There we go. Oh, no. Come on. I waited to get away from you. Oh my gosh. I'm wasting so much ammunition. I'm not playing smart. Okay, well, yeah, there's some jank. There's a little bit of jank, okay? I gotta get in the car. I got blue. My cousin got red. I didn't see the show, but I loved the game. And I remember having a Game Shark, and I think I got Missing Number with the Game Shark or something like that. I had Mew. I got Mewtwo, right? Could you get Mewtwo in blue? I beat the game. I remember that much. And frankly, back then, if you didn't have the strategy guide, some of the more obscure games, you had to go onto like game forums and read these super long user written walkthroughs, which are amazing, and they would have ASCII art and all this stuff. And I remember asking my dad with certain games to print out the guide. Do I get stuck or do I have to go back through? And him coming home with an 80 page guide from work, all text. So to beat sometimes like really obscure stuff, I didn't have access to the internet. It was a bigger deal. It was more fun. You know, if you're watching this at the time of release, Battlefield 6, the open beta or the closed beta, whatever, it's happening right now. Nicely done. Okay. So we're all hooked up. Now we need to go to the left. So I need to go down there and change the tracks one more time. And I'm not playing in this beta. I do think Battlefield 6 looks pretty cool. I'm quite hopeful that it's going to be good. I'm specifically not playing in it because I don't want anything spoiled. Is it already set up the way it needs to be set up? Or no, this thing needs to move. We just have to find where the deal is. There's the lights. Here's more lights. Here's this thing. Do you think it's going to auto switch? I don't see it anywhere. Is it right there? No. Okay, let's load up and try it and we'll see. I want to experience Battlefield 6 blind. I want to go and play it full release, see what they've got at launch and experience that way. As I've been playing Switch and been playing Stardew Valley, like I know with those games, you can look up all the optimal ways how to do everything. Okay, well that's unintuitive that it would just straight up work like that, but okay. When I went into Tears of the Kingdom blind and played that totally blind, no trailers, no nothing, it felt so cool and personal in my experience. And like Stardew, I don't want to look stuff up. I want to figure it out. Like if I just look up, here's the optimal way to play, am I playing the game? Am I discovering it? Or am I just like playing somebody else's playthrough? Like the optimal version the internet told me to play. I almost feel the same way with the multiplayer side. Like, no, I don't want to see a little vertical slice for the beta. I don't. Like, I just want to go. If the fun is for me to discover and actually play the game, not for some stupid, like, we're all playing this together and it's this movement thing, right? Are you playing the game for yourself or are you playing it for others? I think is the point. I saw a great comment on a video. Everybody at a concert had their phone up, they're filming, and the top comment was like, man, everybody is so concerned about capturing the moment for somebody else. They want that moment for someone else, not for themselves. Because they're missing it, they're filming it to send to their friends to brag about it. It's like not even an experience that matters enough for them to be there, to be present for. I might be going off the rails a little bit, but I've been using my phone a lot less the last 3 weeks. I've only been checking the YouTube studio and reading your comments about once a week. And I super appreciate all of you, but I think it's helping make better content. Because I want, without too much influence, to try and make the best stuff I can that comes from the heart. And when you disconnect and you start leaning into experiences and you feel like those desires to play like a Pokemon Blue or whatever, the more you start to feel those things and explore them, the better. You start to rediscover yourself, not the things the algorithm are telling you. By the way, who else likes trains? That is the sickest, biggest freaking train I have ever seen. That is dope. When I was a kid, I loved trains. Loved trains. I still think they're super cool. All right, let's hop on out. Hey, everybody. Look at that beast, dude. Look at that rig. Oh, yeah, here's your teddy bear. I got that earlier.
Teddy?
This was not in this episode, but yeah.
Are you really back?
Yeah, it was in a vampire monster bat nest, so you're welcome. I didn't even kill the vampire bat, by the way.
Say
thank you.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Tom. I have something to talk to you about.
Is this game not awesome, everyone? Is this not amazing?
Hello, Artyom.
Hello, sir. My dude has like two missing calves.
You're back. You did great.
Look at the engine.
So, here's the plan. Your group captures the tugboat. Then you, Duke, and Crest take it to the bridge. While Crest distracts the guards, you and Duke infiltrate the control room at the top and lower the bridge.
On your mark, T is so good.
We'll ram the gates, pick you up, and I pray to God it works out. I can't give you or Duke any direct support. The data we have tells us the enemy's main force is guarding the gate. One more thing, Artyom.
The level of detail is so impressive.
He's a great scout, but prone to unnecessary risks.
All right, so the one downside of this game is most of the storytelling happens this way. I don't know if it's a downside. Some people might like it. I think it's like, I guess it's Half-Life-y. I probably shouldn't be critical, but sometimes the scenes take flat forever like this, and there's like no skip option. But it is cool. You get to look around and, I guess, keep control of the character, which is Half-Life-y. So I think with that, let's head on out the back. I don't need to clean it right now.
Looks like I've been worrying for nothing.
We are at, I believe, the final section. Yeah, there's still a couple optionals to do, but I think we're at the final push for getting out of this area before we move on to the next map set. And I've been hesitant and slow because I think this is one of the prettiest map sets. Not to spoil anything if you haven't played the game. But there's some other really pretty ones too. But this to me is probably the area that they spent the most time and put the most love into. Well, I'll end with a few words of encouragement. As you're going back to school, make this fall one you want to remember. I know it sounds super cheesy, but like in the midst of all the dumb stuff, focus on what you can get out of it. Maybe disconnect a little bit more. Maybe try and, I don't know, listen to like what you want to do, especially on gaming. What game do you want to play? What do you want to do over the next few months? As the weather gets colder, let's throw the gas mask on. As the weather gets colder, right? We're entering peak game time. But don't miss out on the fall either. Like, do some outdoor stuff. Yeah, I know it's super, super radioactive here. I'll get off the train tracks. I get it. You're doing great. If you're just having like remotely intentional thoughts and plans, you're doing great. So stick with it, press on, and I hope you have a really great year. If you're out of school like me, huzzah, it's kind of the best. But then it's also really hard because it never stops. I wish we had summer vacation, man. It felt so good to have seasons, to have those shifts, to have those changes. That's okay, too. Every phase of life has its own stuff. I appreciate you very much. If you enjoyed the video, leave a comment down below and let me know. What game do you want to see next? I have a few ideas. And remember, if you enjoy it, the playlist is also down there with the other episodes, so... Have a really great day. Thanks for your patience. I know last week I only got one video up with the DualCom. It's just busy. All right. Appreciate you. We'll see you again in the next video. Bye-bye.